guys have only had one interception in Pac-12 play. Like, what's not working, or what do you need to do to improve on that?
We're always focusing on turnovers, whether that's stripping the ball out, punching it out, quarterbacks throwing it to get it. We just hadn't made those plays yet. So
close, like, you know, execution-wise, you're almost there, and it's just maybe one final thing, or are you just not even in position?
I feel like we're focusing on it. You know, if that opportunity presents itself, we just have to make those plays. So it's a lot of variables in there.
Josh Rosen obviously gets a lot of attention. When you watch him on film, what is it about him that people think he's special?
Oh, man, he's very, very accurate. He gets the ball out of his hands before, you're able to get to him with pressure. He's a really good quarterback. He's smart. I think he does a really good job in his pre-snap reads and trying to read the secondary and knows where he's going to go with the ball. And he got some pretty good receivers, too.
So what did Arizona do that you saw that contributed to no touchdown passes and three interceptions in the game that many would call uncharacteristic?
Well, yeah, it was very uncharacteristic. In my opinion, I thought that he threw some balls, a couple bad balls, that he usually don't throw. Hopefully he can have a game like that against us. They brought some pressure, you know, and then they rerouted the receivers a little bit. But I did see some throws in the red zone. Balls got tipped up, which was intercepted, and some throws that I don't think that he makes very often, that he would throw a better ball.
What have you seen from Nick Pickett?
Sorry?
From Nick Pickett.
What was the question? Nick needs a tackle better, you know, because he missed some tackles even coming back from Arizona State. But Nick is a physical player. Gets lined up, and he gives us some range in running, just like Tyree does.
How have some of the older safeties taken to him?
We're a group. We're a family. They got no choice to take well to him and then welcome to the family.
What pressure is it on the defense when the offense is struggling the way it is? You guys have to go right back out there with no point support. Is that impacting the defense at all psychologically?
I wouldn't say so. I think that no more pressure. I mean, obviously, you know, we feel like we got to stop the opponent no matter, you know, whether the offense is playing like it was before and then playing like, you know, we are now. You know, we just got to take care of our own side of the ball and get stops. You know, we got to tackle better. We got to defend passes better. And we just got to overall play better.
Talking with Brady Breeze, it seems like he fits the strong safety spot, supporting in the run really well. What's the next progression for him, in your eyes, kind of the next step that Brady can take?
I think, you know, just working on his speed, his flexibility, and coverability just a little bit more. That would be the next step. But right there, you're pretty much accurate on that. Like, he's a strong safety guy that, if I feel like it was running, certainly what we did in the Stanford game is get him in on those plays where the personnel matched up when we thought they were going to run the ball.
How nice is it to have a deep group, maybe with some different skill sets, where you can utilize different guys in different scenarios like that and against different opponents, I guess? Big run team last week and pass team this week.
It's good to have that, you know, and then it puts a lot of pressure to make sure we're using those guys and putting those guys in the right situations.